Getting around Cardiff city centre. Now that the city centre is in the process of reopening to the public and shoppers in particular, we have some advice. To help keep you safe from COVID-19, we have introduced a simple walking system. There are 6 rules to follow. Keep left and follow the arrows on the ground. When changing direction, try to use the points marked on the ground. When queuing or walking, abide by social distancing rules. Use our free hand sanitizer units to clean your hands. If you need help or information, ask one of our friendly marshals. Please be patient and stay safe. Please see the responses to a number of frequently asked questions. Is the city centre open for visitors again? Working with 4 Cardiff and businesses in the city centre, the Cardiff Council is keen to create a safe, inviting city for people to come shopping and enjoy. With social distancing requirements still in place, modifications to some of the open space in the city centre is required to ensure that businesses can trade, while ensuring the city centre remains a safe environment for both residents, workers, visitors and business. To enable this to happen, public space will need to be remodelled and road closures put in place as part of a phased approach. To begin, directional walking systems and a number of staffed welcome points have been introduced in the city centre. The walking systems are marked out with a series of arrows and lines on the ground on key city centre streets. These are to encourage people to keep to the left within a defined area while walking. Queuing systems will be put in place to manage access to the shops. What social distancing measures are in place to make sure people can keep a safe distance from each other? The arrows and lines on the floor mark out the direction of travel, with queuing systems in place for people to access the shops. Where possible, the queuing system will be inside the shop rather than out on the street. We ask everyone visiting the city centre to be patient and stay safe. Who will be managing the queuing into shops, and what happens if people ignore the directional walking system? There will be a number of marshals working in the city centre to help visitors get used to the new system and assist shopkeepers and their staff. Ambassadors from 4 Cardiff will also be available to assist where necessary. We ask everyone to follow the system for their own safety and for the safety of others. Street marshals and ambassadors will be in the city centre to encourage people to follow the guidelines. If anyone is concerned that guidelines are being breached, we ask them to contact them for help. Will I have to walk around the whole of the city centre to get to a specific shop? No, there will be areas on main junctions on key streets which have been designed to allow visitors to turn around. Just remember to do your best to keep to the left on your journey in the designated walking area. How long will the social distancing measures in the city centre last? These measures are not permanent and have been put in place to open up the city centre safely, while restrictions are still in place due to COVID-19. Once I'm in the city centre, where can I find more help and information? 8 welcome points have been put in place to give guidance and information to visitors when they arrive in the city centre. Castle Street and Mill Lane will be closed to traffic, with new restrictions on Westgate Street and Lower St Mary Street. Only pedestrians, cyclists, buses and those that need access to the street by car, either because they live there, they need to get to their business or to access a car park, will be allowed entry. Staff will be on hand to answer any questions that the public may have. Will free hand sanitizer be available for people to use? Yes, there will be a number of hand sanitizer points at the welcome stations for the public to use for free. Everyone coming into Cardiff will be encouraged to use the facilities available. Food and drink. When will the hospitality sector open again, with restaurants and pubs opening in the city centre? The dates for the reopening of the hospitality sector haven't yet been confirmed by Welsh Government. The Council, along with our partners, is keen to establish these outdoor areas so we are able to assist the trade ready for when the announcement is given. What are the plans for Castle Street and the food and drink offer? Castle Street is being closed to all motorists, so that it can be transformed into a new outdoor public space and eating area. Building and preparation work will begin on this now, so it is ready when restrictions on the hospitality sector lift. It will enable restaurants and cafes to operate, which would otherwise have been unable to because of social distancing restrictions in their premises. All details relating to this scheme are being discussed with businesses at the moment, and further information will be released when it is available. City centre road closures. How will motorists be able to move from east to west if Castle Street is closed? To ensure that arrangements can start to be put in place, Castle Street has to be closed. The closure was put in place at 12 noon on Sunday, June 21st, until further notice. Motorists are advised that the city centre should not be used as a through route. Instead, they are asked to use the main arterial routes via Western Avenue or the A4232 to move from east to west. Residents living in the inner city areas of Canton, Cattays, Grangetown and Riverside are able to use Penarth Road. Why have you made Westcott Street and Lower St Mary Street for access and for buses only? Restrictions have to be put in place to ensure the new pedestrian walking route can work effectively. Car parks on Westgate Street will be open for the public to use. These restrictions will ensure that these roads are not used as a through route by motorists, which will help the bus companies run a timely service. Travel and transport. Parking. Will there be extra parking for visitors? All the city centre car parks will be open for the public to use. Due to social distancing requirements, the capacity at these car parks may be reduced, but motorists will be signposted to car parks which do have parking spaces when they arrive in the city centre. Will parking be free? No, parking will have to be paid for. All fees for private car parks and on-street parking will return to normal, and parking enforcement will be in place. Taxis. How will taxis be able to work in the city centre with the road closures in place? The taxis will be able to drive on the roads which are for access or buses only, if they have a fare and are dropping someone off on that street. Taxis will not be able to use these restricted roads as a through route and will not be able to access or drive along Castle Street or Mill Lane. Will there be any additional taxi ranks? Yes, as Mill Lane will be closed to all traffic, new taxi ranks are provided on either side of the closure point on Castle Street by the Angel Hotel, as well as a new rank at the bottom of the Kingsway. The Council has been working with representatives from the taxi trade throughout this process. Buses. Both Westgate Street and Lower St Mary Street will be for access only and buses to use. This will ensure that the buses can move around the city centre more easily, as the traffic flow will be reduced. All buses that used to stop on Castle Street have been rerouted, and all customers are strongly advised to visit the bus company's website for further information. For information on Cardiff Bus, visit www.cardiffbus.com. For information on NAT services, visit www.natgroup.co.uk. For more information on stagecoach services, visit www.stagecoach.co.uk. stagecoachbus.com/about/south-Wales. For more information on National Express services, visit www.nationalexpress.com/en. Cycling. With the restrictions on public transport due to social distancing, what alternative transport provision are you providing? A new pop-up cycleway has been put in place from the junction of Cathedral Road and Cowbridge Road, over Canton Bridge, along Castle Street, Duke Street, and up to the junction of North Road and Boulevard de Nantes. Additional infrastructure has also been put in place, such as new cycle parking and new taxi ranks for the taxi trade. Will there be additional provision for cyclists? The council is also exploring other possibilities where pop-up cycleways could be put in place safely to encourage people to cycle. Additional secure cycle parking is also being explored to encourage travel by bike. Accessibility. How will people with mobility problems access the city centre with the restrictions that have been put in place? An equality impact assessment is being produced, and we are working with our established focus group to work through these details. The new arrangements will improve pedestrian movement around the city centre, with motorists unable to use the city centre as a through route. Mobility buggy. In the first instance, help and advice for people with disabilities, including a motorised buggy pickup service, will be available. People will be able to go to any marshal or welcome point to call the buggy. They will also be able to approach street ambassadors for help or advice. Alternatively, if they want to book a pickup from the buggy from a designated parking bay in advance, they can call 02920 873 888. Have provisions been made for those who have sight loss? Again, this will all be addressed in the equality impact assessment, and we will work through the detail with our focus group. We are aware that social distancing is difficult for people with visual impairment, so a series of measures will be assessed to try to help as much as possible. Will disabled parking be available within the restricted zones? Yes, disabled parking will be available in the restricted zone. Disabled parking is available as normal on Churchill Way and Wharton Street. The council hasn't removed any disabled parking as part of these new arrangements. Planning and business and resident consultation. How can the council install all of the city centre changes without planning permission? As stated above, these are not permanent arrangements, so this work doesn't require planning permission. The road closures have been put in place by legal order, and we are working with our colleagues in licensing on interim arrangements that can be put in place to help trade in the new outdoor areas. Everything we are doing is designed to keep the public safe and to enable businesses to open up and recover from the effects of the pandemic and the restrictions it has placed on us all, safeguarding as much as we can thousands of jobs at the same time. I am a resident living in the city centre. What consultation has taken place with residents on this scheme? A letter giving information on the road closures and restrictions is being delivered to city centre businesses and residents with a contact email address for further information. Our aim is to help the city recover from the pandemic, to ensure the safety of residents, visitors and workers, and to do everything we can to safeguard jobs and businesses in Cardiff. Recovery arrangements are being worked on at pace as guidance changes. We thank residents for their patience and understanding while the city is adapted to help businesses reopen. Will businesses be consulted before any further plans are brought into the city centre? The council has been working closely with For Cardiff and representatives from the business community as these changes are made. The engagement will continue to ensure that the measures that are in place are fit for purpose and assist businesses to trade safely in these difficult times. What has been put in place to ensure that goods and services can be delivered to shops? Deliveries can be made to shops in the city centre between midnight and 10 a.m, so this has not changed. All businesses are advised to make deliveries during these hours, as deliveries will not be permitted outside these hours. How do I receive updates on the latest developments as they progress? Information will be updated here on the Visit Cardiff website as the scheme is developed. Cardiff Bay. Which Cardiff Harbour Authority facilities are open? Cardiff Bay Barrage Car Park, normal charges apply. Cardiff Bay Barrage Outer Arm for fishing and walking. Cardiff Bay Barrage Skate Park. Havana Street Car Park, normal charges apply. Roald Dahl Plas. Cardiff Bay Wetland Reserve. Cardiff Rowing Centre. Channel View Leisure Centre Slipway. Which Cardiff Harbour Authority facilities remain closed? Public toilets, Cardiff Bay Barrage Children's Play Area, Cardiff Bay Barrage Addyzone Gym, Cardiff International White Water, Cardiff Sailing Centre, Flatholm Island. Why are the public toilets closed? Cardiff Council policy at present is that no facilities of this type can be opened due to the significant risk of transfer of the COVID-19 virus from user to user. The Council is reviewing and looking at measures that can be put in place to ensure public safety. Are Cardiff Bay Barrage and Roald Dahl Plas likely to be busy? We are currently experiencing high footfall in these areas, particularly as the weather is warm. We want everyone to be able to enjoy these areas safely. Please be considerate of others. Stay in your designated pedestrian or cycling lane, where applicable. Watch your speed and try to keep 2 meters away from others.